We mazel tov on the Dinaga. We began Chelek Daled Perek Tishii, which is the last perek of the Sefer, and we pointed out that everything in this world is there for a purpose. Nothing is arbitrary. Nothing is for naught. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world a key that all the worlds would be synchronized, and the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would flow through all the worlds, and His Ha'aras Panim would be obvious in this world. But that key is that everything in this world has to be used bigvuloteha. It has to, in other words, that everything has to be used within its boundaries. Amnam tzorech ha'pratim kulam v'tzuroteihem nimshach acharei chalkei ha'metziyut v'hadragatav. One has to realize that to understand this world and to understand why the platypus is extinct and why there are buffalo and bison and different kinds of fish, etc. To understand this world, one has to understand the upper worlds, because this world is simply a material. Simply takes the worlds and becomes more and more and more material. And so one can't understand things in this world without having a sense of what is going on in the upper worlds. And to realize that it's a two-way street, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built these worlds, but in order to synchronize the worlds, it has to start from us, and in terms of putting this world in order, and then everything will fit in, all the gears will mesh. What is the key to putting everything in its boundaries? And this is the concept of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs cover all of reality. In other words, there are dinim of tzar balei chayim, and there are dinim of toelet, there are dinim of tumah, and the dinim of tahara. This all is how to take the metzius of the world, dinim of maka and dinim of mezuzah, all sorts of halachos that govern every aspect of our interaction with the world of metzius. Lahamid dvarim al hatzad hatov. When we behave towards the world with our dinim, and that includes, of course, umas ha'olam in terms of their dinim, evi menachai and lo tirtzach v'chulei, v'lo al hatzad hara, kishi yishamru ha'masim ahem b'gvulim ahem. Then, when the world is treated via the world of mitzvos, yihyu inyanam lefi hatov, v'hanimshach v'hanolad mehem tov v'tikin. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a lot of, as he pointed out, intersecting circles. When we're metakin ourselves by choosing properly, we're also metakin the world. When we're metakin the world, we're also metakin ourselves. The two go hand in hand. And so the purpose of mitzvos is l'tzarif behem habrios, is to make us better people, but it's also to make the world the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nigla within the world. The kel mestater via our doing mitzvos will become the kel nigla. V'im lo yishamru, and if chas v'shalom these boundaries are not kept, hine yisharu ha'ma'asim l'tzad hara, then the world will not be in sync with the upper worlds. V'tispashet ayideihem ha'tuma v'hazuhama, and this tuma v'zuhama would then move into the upper worlds. V'hachoshach ha'gadol yechaser ha'ara ha'elyona, everything will be going in the wrong direction, so the wrong way, Charlie. V'yisrabe ha'elem, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes more and more and more ne'elam. V'acharav kol taladot ha'ra'ot shezacharnu, and then everything simply breaks loose, and then you can have chaos. V'hakol lafi metziut ha'inyan ahu shelo nishmar b'gvulav, because the items in the world weren't dealt with within their proper boundaries. When not in their proper boundaries, just as we see that, you know, it's when you use DDT and you get rid of a certain bug, and then all of a sudden the bug had been the food of bugs that eat other bugs, and then those bugs are going to be missing, so then the third type of bug is going to grow. In other words, everything is just out of sync. The whole ecosystem goes bananas, so we have a concept of a spiritual ecosystem as well. V'yachas asher lo im ha'adam v'chelka asher lo b'sivuv v'gilgul ha'kali shakolanim tzav. Simply everything goes out of whack. V'hamizgalglim v'holchim l'keva b'shleimut k'moshe z'acharnu l'ma'ala. In other words, so one has to realize that this is a serious business, keeping mitzvos. This is that which keeps the world turning and history going in the right direction to bring about a tikkun ha'olam, to bring about a v'hoya Hashem echad u'shmo echad. V'hinei al pi zeh husad inyan habrachos. that we're well aware that we have many, many brachos, shetiknu chacham izbanu levracha al kol inyanei ha'olam b'hana otav, that when somebody opens a siddur, sees the list of brachos, there are brachos to be said when the trees are flowering in Chodesh Nisan, there are brachos to be said over rainbows, and brachos to be said over seeing the fjords and seeing the Mount Everest, seeing oceans. There are brachos on all hanaos olam hazeh v'shorash l'kulan. Where did Chazal call the tikkun d'rabbanan ke'in d'oraisa tikkun? Where did Chazal get to this concept of metafin brachos, to the point of we have a concept of kol mermeya brachos b'chol yom? Where did this come from? Shorash l'kulan birkas hamazon. It starts in the Torah. The Kosh Baruch Hu set the framework, and Chazal simply expanded on the framework. Shin stavenu baba Torah. What is the function of birkas hamazon, and that Chazal wanted to expand to the entire world of hana'a, both post-eating, pre-eating, moving over to the world of Reach, moving over to the world of Re'iyah, etc., etc. V'inyan zehu ki kvar kviarnu, shekol ha'inyonim ha'nimtzayim v'chakukim b'teva, heim kulam pratim b'chuvanim el tachlis ha'kholi. Again, that there's nothing arbitrary. Everything that was created for a purpose. Shehu hagia ha'metziut kulo el ha'shlemut. Everything was created to take the nekuda elokit, the neshama that Akash Baruch Hu put into every item, and to bring it out by having this item being used for the purpose of avodas Hashem. V'chelkam b'davar hazeh kviya madrega shorhim ba b'mitat metziutam. Again, to what degree every item? You know, that's totally in terms of the olamot hayonim, where this item fits in to the broader picture of ulam ha'adam ha'nimshach achar chukat tiv'o u'po'el pu'ulot kafi ma she'chukak lo. And therefore man, who is the ba'al b'chira, and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into man also an instinct, just like he built into all of nature an instinct. That's what's the po'el of himashu chukak lo. Man instinctually is going to breathe, he's going to eat, he's going to drink, he's going to sleep. Yesh lo lehitkaven tamid levodat baro. That he, in other words, that this concept of mitzvah is not only to pick up arba minim and sukkis and to listen to the sound of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's also to live a life of avodas Hashem, to breathe in order to be able to do mitzvos, to eat and drink in order to be a etzelam elokim, to sleep in order to renew his koach, to be a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tikkun HaOlam. And therefore, yesh lo hitkaven tamid ulamashi yotzei min hapulot ahim toelet ve'ezer el hasagat hatachlit hazeh. And to see how all of these, sort of we'll call them neutral functions of man, can really be used to bring about this tachlis of Tikkun HaOlam. Yeh ve'ezer derech shi'yeh kefi mashesudru hadvarim be'emet. Sometimes it's direct, sometimes it's indirect, sometimes it's, you know, it's a question of 10 degrees from where we're holding. In other words, we do action A, and then we put B into motion, it puts C into motion, etc. All of this is all intertwined, it's all interconnected. Perish ki kvar yiyu inyanim mishamshim ledavar hazeh miyad. In other words, sometimes we're dealing with immediacy. Sometimes you do something, and that sets something else into motion. What we call hashgacha pratis, but we can be partners in that hashgacha pratis, right? That we introduce so and so to so and so, and then that wasn't the right shidduch, but so and so knows someone else, and so and so knows someone else, and eventually it gets to the right shidduch. And we were the prime movers by beginning it all along. I remember I once was at a wedding, and I couldn't figure out why I had been invited to the wedding. I went straight from the yeshiva. I remember I was wearing this plaid jacket. So I was wearing like a raincoat over the jacket, cause, you know, to just so standing at the wedding with my raincoat on. And all of a sudden, I was called up for a bracha achrisa. Wow, you know, it's bracha. I was wearing my raincoat. In other words, I was called for a bracha achrisa. I said to afterwards, like, what happened? Oh, you don't realize that you introduced this person to this person, and it wasn't for that person, but the roommate found, you know, and they got married, and they view you as the shadchan. That's why they gave you bracha. I had no idea what was going on. In other words, but the thing is that you know, it's that if a person is osek b'pruvu revu, a person is tried to be mishtadel to help people get married. You know, it doesn't always, not always a couple that you introduce that get married, but you can set something into motion, and that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. You know, that you do yours in terms of, he does his, harbei shluchim l'makom, you could be one of those shluchim until the final result is achieved. Ulam yu advarim ve'ezem madrega shiyu, hinei roi shelo yinotu elo kavanah. But a person should always have the right kavana. In other words, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to lie down, so he had kavana l'chora, that his sleep would be l'shem shemaim. So all the avanim around him wanted to participate in that kavana. And so all the avanim, right? Halavai sheyeniach tzadik rosho alai. And all the avanim became one Evan. And then from that, the Beis HaMikdash was established. That's Makom HaBayis, Manorah HaMakom HaZeh. How was it established? Via by Yaakov Avinu going to sleep. It's just by his going to sleep. So he's put a certain amount of Kedusha. All Kedusha in Olam has to be instigated by man. And so he puts a certain Kedusha into the Avanim of that place. And then it galgil until the Akeda and then the Beis HaMikdash, everything went into that place. But it all began with the proper Kavana. Okay, we're going over time. I wanted to finish today, but we're not going to. Okay, so we'll continue from here, Bilinetta, tomorrow.